Could there, after all, be four candidates for the presidency? Maria Steen has edged closer to a nomination following the decision by Independent Ireland's four TDs to sign her nomination papers. The Conservative campaigner needs the backing of 20 members of the Oireachtas. In the last few minutes, she's been speaking to reporters at Leinster House, including our own Sandra Hurley.
I'm very hopeful. I just want to, first of all, express my gratitude to Deputy Danny Healy-Ray. I'm honoured to have his signature on my nomination papers. He and the other people who have signed for me, the other TDs and senators, are true Democrats who want to give the people of Ireland a different, an alternative voice and choice on the ballot paper. I also want to express my gratitude to Independent Ireland. For the four TDs who have agreed to sign my papers, they are decent, honest, hard-working representatives. They've been completely straightforward and professional and courteous in their dealings with me. I had a very good meeting with them last night, so I'm very grateful to them too for their support. That now puts me at 17, and I have three more to find today before close of business today. So I am hopeful that that there's enough momentum behind me now that it will maybe encourage others to come out and give me support today.
And are you talking to three other people? Do you have people where the communication is going on?
I'm talking to as many people, to anybody who's willing to talk to me, I'm willing to talk to them, and I would be really very grateful for their support. And I think, as Deputy Healy-Ray said, there is a groundswell of support out there for an alternative candidate. I have been very pleasantly surprised and humbled at the kind of support that I'm getting, messages in from emails and texts and online as well. I think there's a real hunger out there for an alternative candidate from outside the political establishment, and that's what I am.
And we can talk now to Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins, one of those who this morning said he would back Maria Steen's nomination. I know that originally you'd said you would only support her if she got to 16 backers. So what changed?
Yes, Rachel. Well, first and foremost, we maintained that if any candidate got to, or a potential candidate got to 16 votes, we would sit down then and discuss where they aligned with many of our principles, and then we would consider support. But Maria Steen communicated with us on Thursday and asked us, would we sit down? And we accepted that meeting, which took place yesterday. We had a two-hour meeting. We went through a lot of issues, you know, a lot of maybe difficult issues for Maria and issues for us that we will have to answer to the public if we were to support her. She was, she came across extremely professional and well able to answer the questions that were put to her, and questions that others think that she would have major difficulties if she's a president to represent them. But she came across to us as a president that will represent everybody. And on that basis, we met this morning as a party, and we made a decision that we would to allow, number one, democracy, the right of a person to go forward, and the right of a person that has, as you said, well, it goes 17 now signatures and needs 20. But we are in a situation in this country that Fine Gael and Fine Gael try their best to block candidates from going through the process. I do respect there has to be a process, but not as rigorous as it was. And it, unfortunately, has left Marie and others that are genuine contestants that have a viewpoint that we need to hear, whether people agree or not agree. That's the choice they make in October. But we've given them this choice today with our four TDs.
For her to get to the 20 signatures, might a government TD have to break ranks?
Well, it looks to me as we were very, very clear all along that we wouldn't move until there was 16. Now, when we met last night, one of the conditions of the meeting that we'd see who was supporting and crack up the numbers. Like, she didn't have the 16, but she had promises that steered her close to that, maybe within two of that. So we are in a situation, I think, that there's two or three, yes, there might be another individual for me to say that. But certainly, I think it's time for all the independents that are inside the Dáil here, irregardless of who they vote for, at least give her the right, a democratic right to run. And they can vote some other way afterwards. But also the parties, because some party members are not happy, and they have every right not to be happy with the process that their parties undertook. And on that basis, it's a chance for them to make up the two that's needed here to give Marie the right to run. And it's up to the people after whether they support Marie or not. That's up to the public, but at least she gets the right to run. And it puts four people on the ballot paper. At the moment, there's only three. And so many, hundreds and hundreds of messages I've got even in some cases, I'm not going voting for me, but please give her the right to run. Or others, yes, they wanted me to support her. So we, Independent Ireland Party, has made that decision today.
Will you be voting for her?
That question was asked to me a while ago, and I think first of all we want to get across the line with the 12 o'clock tomorrow, and then I'd make a decision from that. At this present time,
so you're not fully convinced as yet?
No. To be honest with you, I'm almost convinced. To be quite honest with you, after my 2 hours last night, I was very, very happy leaving that meeting. And I had issues and I had concerns, and I raised them with her, and she put my mind at ease that she could be a president for everybody. And on that basis, I could see myself voting for her, yes.
Do you agree with her on issues like marriage equality, which she opposed?
Absolutely. We raised that issue last night because, you know, and pro-life is another thing, and I'm a pro-life person myself. I'm not going to deny what I am, because if I am, I'm being a hypocrite there on your radio show. But the bottom line is we have to respect the will of the people. And that was the question we asked, whether it is same-sex marriage or whatever. The will of the people has to be respected, and that we wouldn't go, like as Independent Ireland or any other party or any other individual, shouldn't go against the will of the people. We're entitled to have a viewpoint. And that's the point she came across to us as last night. She will respect the views of the majority of the people of this country. And that is very, very important. And also on other issues. And you'll say, what has it cost to live in a Mercosur or rural fishing or urban issues, housing? What has that got to do with the presidency? She wants to be a voice for the people. She wants to be a voice for the silenced that are out there. And sometimes it's just a statement on the right direction to direct the government, or to at least state that these people are in trouble. Like a major cost of living crisis, a major housing crisis. And sometimes people think they don't have a voice. And I think Marie Steen is that person.
If she does get to 20 nominations, will Independent Ireland be funding her campaign?
At this present time, that genuinely, Rachel, that decision hasn't been made by Independent Ireland. And we'll be sitting around the table after 12 o'clock tomorrow if she gets across the line to make that the next decision. The first decision and the most important decision for us tonight is to give her the chance to get as far as 17 or 18. And hopefully she can get the other two and get across the line. Then that's the new decision we'll have to make, how we as a party are going with limited resources and limited strengths. We only 40 TDs as such. Mind you, we have 23 councillors. And how are we going to make the next move in supporting Marie Steen? That's to be decided.
Michael Collins, leader of Independent Ireland, thanks indeed for being with us this afternoon. Well, for an overview of today's developments, we can talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, will we go back a step or two? Who is Maria Steen?
Well, Maria Steen is a barrister who also has a degree in architecture and is a mother of five. But people will probably know her through her campaigns. She describes herself as a family rights activist. And in that regard, she opposed the same-sex referendum. She also opposed the abortion referendum. Obviously, both of those were passed substantially. She opposed the family referendum, was the more recent one. And on that case, she did reflect the majority of people as the referendum failed. As she enters this particular race, she will be seen as having a conservative approach to things. But as you heard there from Michael Collins, this is very much, she's also saying that she is respectful of other views, of other positions, and that she will not be seeking to overturn what was the will of the people, but represent it.
How many members of the Oireachtas have now publicly declared their support for her? We heard her say there that she reckons she has 17 signatures in the bag.
Yeah, that's also what Paddy Tobin, the leader of AINTH, who has been saying, and he's been acting as a conduit for her campaign. He says that they've now got 17 names. He also says that he believes that there's another Oireachtas member who will sign later today, so that would bring her up to 18, and then she'd just be two away from, you know, the actual number 20, which would have her on the presidential ballot.
So apart from those who've gone public with their support already, who else might be in the mix?
So we're just on suspicion here, but people whose names are being mentioned but haven't declared would include the independent Senator Victor Boyan, Aubrey McCarthy, and also the independent TD Charlie Ward. Those would be some of them. But we also know that some of Maria Steen's supporters have been talking to people who are in political parties and seeing if they would come forward if she was just one vote short. So there's still an awful lot going on here. And tomorrow at 12 o'clock, noon tomorrow, is the deadline for nominations. So basically, we've got sort of 23 hours hours of high activity to try and see from her supporters if they can get her over the line.
All right, we'll move on now, I think, to one of the confirmed candidates, Catherine Connolly, because as people will probably know, she's faced some difficulty over comments she made yesterday to the BBC about Hamas being part of the fabric of the Palestinian people. Now, this morning, her backers were asked about those views, and here's the response of Social Democrats TD, Jennifer Whitmore.
For us, as I said, we have consistently condemned Hamas. We were one of the first parties out condemning them after October 7th. Any peace process is very, very complex, and that, you know, as part of any peace process, people who were on different sides of any war or aggression, they do eventually have to sit down and talk. It will be really important that the Palestinian people have the right to self-determination. I mean, that is a key principle in international law.
That was Jennifer Whitmore speaking on the Leinster House plinth a short time ago. Labour TD Jed Nash was also asked about Catherine Connolly. He was asked if she should withdraw those remarks, and he had this to say.
I think what she did today was clarify. Not necessarily clarify, but she has been consistent, to be fair to her. As I said yesterday, I wouldn't have used the language that she had used. She could have been clearer. I'm glad that she used the opportunity presented to speak to the nation this morning on Morning Ireland to clarify those remarks and to make it very clear, because it's the Labour Party's view and it is her view as well, and she's confirmed that this is a terrorist organisation. She couldn't have made that clear. She made that clear by signing the Labour Party motion as well last May. She was one of the first TDs to do that.
And that was Jed Nash of the Labour Party. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent, is still with us. Paul, so is this the end of the matter as far as Catherine Connolly's party political backers are concerned, or is there more they want to hear?
No, I don't think so. Matt Carty of Sinn Féin said something similar, that if you look to the Irish peace process, there were all sides bought into the discussions and that ultimately would result in peace. Paul Murphy of People Before Profit was saying, problem, what problem? She's been consistent in what she had to say. We also heard from Roger O'Gorman, the Green Party leader, and he said, you know, in the context of peace talks, and that while Hamas is a terrorist organisation and what they did on October 7th has to be condemned, at some point you may have to, what he called, leave the door open for political representatives who have been backed in a democratic election having some role to play. So I think all in all, it's been a 24-hour row, but no doubt when the debates come down the road, it'll be picked up again.
Paul, thanks indeed. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.